So finding a place in your body that feels easefulness, some sort of comfortableness, even if that's passing through a kind of neutral zone. To find it. And for some people, that may be just in their little toe or behind their eyes or in their bottom lip, very easy place to access, or in the lower belly. Place where there's not too much tensions and resistance, not too much agitation. Just a kind of coziness, warmth. Or just the simplicity of your tongue touching the back of your teeth, or your bottom on the chair or on the ground. Or just a whole body feeling of a kind of weighty solidity of your body in this space. Whatever is your way in to some presence, to some stillness, to some sanctuary. From a place like this sanctuary of easefulness that we've been practicing with for a few days now, just like residing there for a bit so that we can open out into an awareness. An awareness of, like, inviting you now to this conscience of being a conscient human being. An awake being who has awareness. So even if we fell asleep during the meditations, we didn't actually lose consciousness. There was still something there, awake. As people know who've been dreaming during the retreat, have had strong dreams or and even if there's some dropping out of presence sometimes, there can be a knowing that we have this capacity for awareness. We have this faculty. And this is pretty amazing. And this capacity for this type of awareness comes innately because of being human, sentient beings. We have a human type of awareness. So I'm not saying it's better than other awarenesses, but this is what we have. And this is pretty amazing. That we can learn to connect with this awareness that we have, this capacity. And we can practice it, cultivate it, be more in touch with it, and be it, be awareness. And this is really amazing. So that we're able to have this type of awareness with this human body. So having a human body is pretty amazing. Having a body that has these six senses. And this capacity for awareness. Inside our body and outside. Sometimes this sense, sometimes that one stronger. Different people with different keenness, different sharpnesses of sense awareness. But it comes with the package of being human, of being a two-legged thing with two arms, a head and eyes and ears and nose and skin. And this is really amazing. And that we're able to come to a retreat and practice this awareness practice. That we're not born in a country where it's not allowed, or we don't have a way to get here. But we do. This precious human life has given us this precious opportunity to practice these scales of awareness, these different ways for each one of us. Like an accordion, opening and closing with all those buttons on the side. Such different tunes for each person in practicing, getting to know our awareness a bit more. And isn't that amazing? This recognition of this incredible gift, in a sense, of awareness, being able to get in touch with awareness, cultivate it, could bring a brightness. Can bring a brightness to our meditation, to remember this. We need to brighten our mind a bit and energize our practice. This precious human birth. With these bodies that can go through a whole life. Slowly waking up. Waking up to our senses, to our aliveness. Waking up to feeling into what we can let go of, what we don't need, what's not us. Sometimes in a flash, a knot undoes, and we're released from something we've been carrying. And sometimes it takes a while, trying to undo the knot, trying to undo it. We have this capacity from having a conscious human body. So this could bring up a sense of kind of gratitude and zest for life, a feeling to practice, a brightness to our lives. Just as a reflection to contemplate. Sometimes we do a type of meditation that's more contemplative of certain aspects of spiritual teachings. And this is where the thinking faculty is helpful, that we have this capacity to reflect, to consider, to weigh up. As well as to taste and experience in our own body and heart, mind. As I was saying at the end of the talk today, we can also give attention to the impermanence of everything arising. All of the obstacles I was speaking of, we can also stay present with them and see how long till they change. Till they move. We can study in our meditation the changeability of life. What stays the same for more than a few seconds, really? What is changing now in you? Which sensations are shifting moment by moment? We can contemplate impermanence in all situations, the impermanence of our own emotions, sensations, and perceptions even. Our views of the world and ourselves have changed so much since we were a kid, for most people, and they will still change some more. Trees are coming into their leaves now with the spring. They'll go through the summer and dry and drop again into the ground and become compost and nourish the tree, which will again grow some leaves and drop those leaves that will go into the ground. The impermanence of everything in nature, including ourselves. In the contemplation on our own impermanence in this body can also help to focus the attention, to wake us up a bit when we're getting too complacent. So even just contemplating how we won't be young and beautiful forever, that doesn't happen to anyone. We will age, if we're lucky. We will die, we know this. And our bones will fall apart and all the skin will fall apart. This is the impermanence of this form here. So to find another way than maybe the habit of just putting pressure on ourselves to do it right, to be good at meditation or whatever, and try out some of these contemplations sometimes if you feel like contemplating this precious human life, being born in this body of senses that has the capacity to wake up through the senses. Through being aware of the sense impressions. Be an awakening, a brightening, a coming aliveness. And the contemplation of our own impermanence, as well as the impermanence of the surroundings. Can help to finely tune how best to spend our time. So we can bring this question into ourselves of what do I really wish to do with this precious human life? With this precious human aware, sensuous body that is impermanent. What does my heart really long for? What would really nourish? What would be really good for me? How do I want to spend this time in this body that I don't know how long for? Maybe with these contemplations, we can find it easier to let go of what's not really important, to what we've been holding on to that we may not need to continue to hold on to. To recognize when is a good moment for this type of reflective meditation, where we intentionally ask ourselves questions, using our capacity to think things through. When is it the moment for that? When is it the moment for more embodied meditations or more loving kindness meditations? So using our mindfulness, like the cook that's cooking a big soup and is tasting the soup, going, now's the moment to put some more water in, or some soya cream, or some herbs. This is mindfulness, feeling into our meditation, what's right for now. for recognizing there's a time for everything. And that contemplative, reflective meditations are part of meditation as well. Sometimes we need a few days of coming into our body, and balancing our heart before we can contemplate in this way. So feeling into these differences between noticing impermanence, the effects of impermanence, and noticing this celebration of awareness, this celebration of our capacity for growing our awareness. So that we can have like a little party in our heart. And also to offer to ourselves, in a sense, the beneficial energy of a meditation. So that when we finish a meditation session, we don't just get up and almost like leave with the door wide open. We can offer this good energy we've generated, the effort we've put in, even if it's the effort to not put too much effort in. We can offer this to ourselves as a gift towards our own freedom from suffering. And we can offer this to be shared with others, that the good energy generated by just coming to the meditation, something we could share with others that can be beneficial for all living beings. even if we don't quite know how that works. It doesn't matter. Or do I? It's a mystery. So dedicating this meditation to us all here, may we be free, may we be in peace, and may we share this freedom and peacefulness, the liberation of all beings.